Recording an ad for Spotify for podcasters is easy. Just be enthusiastic. It has all the tools you need to make a podcast in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has the tools to allow you to record and edit your podcast on your phone or computer. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. And best of all, it's totally free. Download Spotify for podcasters right now and get started.
What's up, folks? Jamari Shoemaker here, the voice of Chicago.
The man of the hour.
And the man with more and nothing less. Listen to Jamari Uncensored podcast where we talk about society and culture and more.
On iHeartRadio.
Jamari Uncensored is sponsored by Spotify for Podcasters.
What's up, folks? You're listening to Jamari Uncensored right here
on iHeartRadio.
What's up, folks? It's your host of Jamari Uncensored podcast, Jamari Shoemaker here, back with another episode, episode 21. The last time you heard my nice and smoothing voice, it was on episode 20, celebrating the 20th episode of Jamari Uncensored podcast. Now we're on episode 21. The last episode, episode 20, we talked about MGM debunking Bruno Mars owing them money. We talked about Dave Chappelle and his $2 billion deal with CBS for a late night show, and a couple more things. Now we're on episode 21 and looking to get up to at least 50. I'm definitely going to get up to 50 way before the year is out, but the goal is to get to 50 and then to 100 and then more. And we know you guys out there, me and Daniel, even though Daniel's not here right now, but he'll be back on the upcoming episodes. He's been busy, so he'll be back, though. Don't worry. We'll both be back together doing our usual. And that's make you guys laugh and think, I guess, at the same time, right? let's kick this thing into gear, though. I want to tell you guys that last week, or I should say last weekend, was a pretty big weekend because WrestleMania was the biggest talk of the weekend. Obviously, it was. I think wrestling in general, because there were, like, different things going on in wrestling. You had different wrestling indie promotions doing their thing. And, you know, they usually do it around this time for WrestleMania season. So, you know, we had WrestleMania Night 1 and 2 of WrestleMania 40. We had two of the biggest main event matches. The first one was, for Night 1, was The Rock and Roman Reigns versus Seth Rollins and Cody Rhodes. And then Night 2 was Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns for the undisputed WWE Universal Championship. I like the way I say that. Even though Roman Reigns is not the undisputed champion anymore, but I'm just going to say it like this. And your new undisputed WWE Universal Champion, Cody Rhodes. Okay, I had to get that out of my system. Yeah, we had WrestleMania both nights. We had the Hall of Fame, which I absolutely loved Paul Heyman's part. I'm not going to knock all the other Hall of Famers. I'm glad that Muhammad Ali got inducted into the Hall of Fame, even though I think The Rock kind of overshadowed that when he gave himself a belt that's supposed to be in honor of Muhammad Ali. But I liked that Paul Heyman's more than anybody's Hall of Fame speech or induction, because he went full rogue. And what I mean, he went full rogue, he was just uncensored. And I'm pretty sure he probably got permission from Triple H to deliver the type of speech that he gave. Roman Reigns inducted him into the Hall of Fame. As you all know, Roman Reigns is the tribal chief, and Paul Heyman is his special counsel. Paul Heyman, during that speech, I mean, it was so many things he talked about. He gave a lot of thanks to Triple H. As you all know, Triple H is the new leader of the new era for the WWE. And Paul Heyman, basically said that, this guy, he has single-handedly, just kind of put this company on his back to lead us into the next future, the next stage of the new era of the WWE. And I could be more happy and grateful to be a part of it. And he said, I'm always going to be a Paul Levesque guy. Like, he said it like that. I will always be a Paul Levesque guy for life. So that's what he said. And that's how he said it. Not trying to be funny, but it was funny when he said it. It's how he said it, not what he said, how he said it, but and a little bit of what he said. But he went on to mention Stephanie because she was sitting there next to her husband, Paul Triple H Levesque, and he thanked her, and and she had the ECW hat on. If you know, you know. I mean, the whole ECW, WCW invasion storyline with the WWF at the time. See, I could say it, and they're not going to bleep me. But at the time, the WWF. And Stephanie was basically, I guess you would say, in the storyline, the owner, co-owner with Paul Heyman of ECW, and Shane was the owner of WCW. So I'm not going to go down that and explain the whole storyline. If you guys want to go and watch that, they have Peacock, where you could go watch all of WWE's content, present, past, and hell, maybe even future. But, he said that, he hopes that his daughter could be half the woman that Stephanie is, because if she is, then he know that he has raised a great young lady. So that's what Paul Heyman said. He mentioned CM Punk being one of his close friends, one of his, favorite guys. And CM Punk was there. He was sitting in front of him while he was giving a speech. He even mentioned Dusty. He said that he wished that Dusty was here. He wished that his father and his mother was here. He talked about, how ECW basically revolutionized wrestling, and it turned it up. It turned wrestling upside down, which it did. If you know about ECW, then you know what he's talking about. ECW, very hardcore, bust you over the face with a beer can or a beer bottle, barbed wire, thumbtacks, tables, fire, and all that. So it was very extreme. Extreme Championship Wrestling. It lived up to that moniker and that name. And Paul Heyman was the front leader and runner of it. So he was very proud of it. And, he said that if you think ECW is dead, or it died when bankruptcy came about, then you can suck my bleep, 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 and you guys can fill in the rest. This is his words, not mine. But you get his drift, right? Okay. He talked about how, everything he's done in his career, whether it lasted long or it didn't, but when it came to the end of it, he always found something else new or something else to do. And, Paul Heyman is known for also being one of the greatest managers of all time. I mean, he's managed some names, but I think if you look back and you look at it now of Paul Heyman's career, I would say the biggest highlights of his career, in my opinion, besides ECW, is managing Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns, and CM Punk. I think those are his three biggest moments. I mean, because those are the three biggest WWE superstars of all time. Three of them. There's plenty of more big stars that came out of the WWE. But I'm just talking about the ones that Paul Heyman has worked with or managed. And it's been Brock Lesnar, CM Punk, and now Roman Reigns. And I absolutely loved and still love his work with the Bloodline storyline with Roman Reigns and everything. And that storyline is getting deep. I mean, the Bloodline storyline is basically about the long lineage of the Samoan dynasty in wrestling. So it's going to be a civil war between The Rock's new version of the Bloodline, and my prediction, I'm making a bold prediction here, and Roman Reigns' Bloodline is going to clash, and we're going to get Rock versus Roman Reigns pretty soon. But I think that we might get Rock and Cody Rhodes for the undisputed WWE Universal Championship. I think we're going to get it this summer at SummerSlam. So that's just my bold prediction. I'm not saying that that's going to happen, but The Rock did kind of say, you know, he's going to take a break for a little while. You know, I guess he's going back to Hollywood. And when he comes back, he's coming for Cody. So, I mean, I don't know what to tell you guys, but that kind of seems self-explanatory there. Paul Heyman, one of the greatest managers, one of the best on the mic. That's two people I would want to get in a vocal battle with in wrestling, and that's Paul Heyman and Jim Cornette. Now, don't get me wrong. There's other people that could cut one hell of a promo on you, but those two guys who are, you know, known for being two of the greatest managers of all time, yeah, they could cut a promo on you. But I enjoyed Paul Heyman's induction. It was uncensored. It was unfiltered. But I loved it. I loved it, and I'm happy Paul Heyman got, you know, recognized for all his work, and he's finally a part of the Hall of Fame. He went in with some big names that, you know, has contributed to the WWE or, you know, just sports or entertainment in general. So, yeah, I enjoyed it. But yeah, Triple H ushering the new era as the new leader of the WWE alongside Nick Khan. Now, Nick Khan was brought in 2018 or 2019, I believe, when Vince was still running ship before selling it to Endeavor. So, Nick Khan is the president of the WWE, and Triple H is still the COO. So, and Triple H is he has a lot of more hats. Trust me. I mean, he has a lot of more hats within that company, and just to see how he's changing some things around, and you know, everybody's not going to always agree with some of the stuff that he will do or might not do. But I think that his leadership, you can respect more than you can with Vince. Now, I get it. People say, there would be no WWE without Vince McMahon and yada, 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 yada. Okay, but, you know, he screwed himself. He screwed himself, and yeah, he's iced out, in my opinion. He's iced out of the WWE, and rightfully so. I mean, rightfully so. What he did and what he's accused of is horrible. So, but getting away from that, Triple H's leadership is definitely going to be even more cool to see. He is doing a lot of things different from production, from handling, you know, talent, you know, and, you know, all the talent basically said Triple H has been more easy to work with than Vince because he's more approachable and you can reach him. You know, with Vince, you know, you come from the ring and go through gorilla position, which is the little area before you go out to the arena in the ring. You know, Vince, you know, if you had a good match or not, you know, he gave you a signal. So if you had a good match, thumbs up. If you didn't have a good match, apparently he would pull down his glasses and tell you to come here or whatever. But, yeah, I think the overall work environment for that company under Triple H's leadership is just going to be great. Yes, he's not going to get everything right. Yes, it's going to be some mistakes, but I think that overall he's going to do right by the fans, the company, the employees, and the wrestlers. I think he's going to do a great job, and I'm behind it. You know, I've never been more behind this company until now. Never been more behind this company till now, but, you know, we're going to see some interesting things coming from his leadership and just the overall, like I said, production and just seeing where the direction he takes the WWE in. Now, speaking of somebody who's taking their company into a direction, not much of a very good direction, is the AEW president, Tony Khan. So this past Wednesday on AEW Dynamite, Tony Khan and the Young Bucks, who are his EVPs and are also wrestlers as well, they thought it was a good idea to put together a segment where they aired a backstage incident between CM Punk and Jack Perry from last year at All in Wembley in London. They thought it was a good idea to air and mention somebody who doesn't even work for their company anymore. CM Punk got fired by Tony Khan because Tony Khan feared for his life. He feared for his life. Oh my God, he feared for his life. And he fired CM Punk last year in August of 2023. Nobody knew where CM Punk was going to go, but we all kind of came down to the conclusion that he was going back to the WWE, one shape or form, and he did. He came back to WWE in November of last year at Survivor Series, one of their biggest pay-per-views. And, you know, he's... Ever since then, CM Punk, I don't think, has really even paid them any attention. Now, he did an interview, I want to say last week or a couple weeks ago, and ever since then, I guess Tony Khan and the Young Bucks have been in their little feelings about it because he was asked and he addressed some of the things concerning his relationship between himself and AEW and the wrestlers and whatnot. So it's just crazy that they would even show that on their you know, program, on their wrestling program. You know, it just shows you what type of mentality that Tony Khan has as a boss. It's like a little kid throwing a tantrum because he didn't like what somebody said. And so he thought that this was going to be a big needle mover for his ratings. And he couldn't even get to 1 million views because nobody wants to see only if somebody is that much of a diehard fan for AEW. Nobody wants to see you air a backstage incident where you say you feared for your life. And ladies and gentlemen, this is not choreographed. This is a legit incident between two wrestlers. This is not choreographed. This wasn't a part of a storyline or nothing. This actually happened. And I'm not even going to get into why the incident happened. If you guys want to know, you guys go look it up and find out for yourselves. I'm not even going to guess. Again, it should be behind us and it should be in the past. I keep trying to give AEW chance after chance and I just can't do it anymore. I can't watch them because, number one, there's really no consistent storyline, in my opinion. If there is, I mean, it's being overshadowed by his stupidity, and he's letting the Young Bucks, you know, he's letting the Young Bucks basically make his company look like a joke. And that's just my opinion there. But I think it was stupid. I think it was stupid. It did not get them the ratings that they thought they were going to get. It didn't accomplish anything. It made them look stupid. It made them look absolutely stupid. And I just don't understand what was the point of even airing that. Like, that was ridiculous. It was a waste of time. And I tweeted that out, too. It was a waste of time. It was stupid. Because it did nothing. It didn't bring in no ratings. No good ratings at that. They got over 800,000 viewers. Yeah, okay. But it backfired. That's what happened. It backfired. And I don't know how this company could move forward without that shame. I mean, I'm sure they're going to move forward, but it's like, this is going to be talked about for the rest of the year. This is going to be talked about for the rest of the year. So, you know, I guess it is what it is, but I tell you, that was stupid. That was stupid on his end. But that's all I have for you guys today, folks. This is all I got for you. And I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. See you guys next time on your Mari Uncensored Podcast.